Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today. I want to start off with a big Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas and New Year celebration. And now we get started in 2023. You know, sometimes we look back and think, man, we're glad to have that last year done and glad to look to the year ahead. And sometimes maybe there's uncertainty in the year ahead as well. You know, economic uncertainty from the standpoint of what grain markets might be or what we might see for prices or weather, whatever the case might be. There's production risk that we deal with on a regular basis. And some of the way that we try to mitigate some of that is by some of the winter meetings that we put on. You know, there's a couple of winter educational meetings coming up that want to make you aware of. One of those is the 2023 Kansas Corn Schools. The Northeast Kansas version of that is coming up January 19th at the Prairie Band Casino in Mayetta. They would like RSVPs in advance of that meeting, a week or so ahead of time, if at all possible. So you go online to kscorn.com/cornschool. You can find registration there, or you can contact any of our district offices. We can help you get RSVP'd as well. But that is going to be a great program. Going to talk some corn production research as well as corn diseases from K-State Research and Extension plant pathologist Dr. Rodrigo Onofre. Now, there is also an online version of this program available as well. That's going to occur during the afternoon evening of February 2nd. There will be a couple added topics to that meeting. So if you are interested in attending any of those 2023 Kansas Corn Schools, check out kscorn.com/cornschool or contact any of our district offices. We'd be glad to get you set up for that. We also would like to make you aware of an upcoming four-part series on ag leases that is going to occur in January and February at the Northeast Kansas Heritage Complex. But it is a four-part workshop for landowners and tenants designed to discuss lease agreement basics, landlord-tenant relations, everything involved with a rental arrangement. It's called The Power of Negotiation and Communication, a Land Leasing Strategies for Midwestern Ag Women. Don't let the name scare you away. It is going to be good for anybody that's experienced or not experienced with ag leases. It's for men or women. It is for landlords or tenants. We'd love to have any of you there. There is a $50 registration fee that we're charging to help offset some costs per person. We would love to have anybody there that is interested in the whole lease process. It's going to be a great program. Again, January 18th and 25th. February 1st and February 8th from 5:30 to 8:30 each evening. Going to be jam-packed evenings full of information. We would like you to get registered by January the 13th if at all possible. You can contact any of our district offices. Email me at dhallaue@ksu.edu or go to agmanager.info/events. You can register online there as well. Now, as much as we try to do to mitigate some of these production factors or economic factors, we can't take care of everything. And that's sometimes where stress comes into agriculture. You know, some of the joy that we have in being involved in this industry is the fact that we have a lot of autonomy. We get to make a lot of our own decisions, and that's a good thing. But that can also come with a great deal of stress. There are multiple facets of production agriculture over which we have no control. And sometimes when that gets overwhelming, it is nice to have some resources to help us out. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all solution to managing stress. You know, they're as unique as we are as individuals, but there are resources that are available to help. Some of those come through places like the Ag Mediation Service if you're looking for resolutions to legal or financial matters. Some of them come through the Kansas AgriAbility Project. They can provide excellent resources if you're dealing with something like a physical disability, but they're also a great source of information on farm stress resources as well. There's also a coalition of organizations that have come together to host the Kansas Ag Stress Resources webpage. It's kansasagstress.org. This group of collaborators has done a really nice job of banding together some information to provide multiple levels of stress assistance to benefit youth, to older adults, individuals, to families. So sometimes when that stress gets a little bit too much, check out some of these resources. If you're not sure how to get to them, give us a shout at any of our Meadowlark Extension District offices or email me at dhallaue@ksu.edu. We'd be glad to help you out with any of those. But above all, do not hesitate to reach out. Sometimes a conversation with a friend or family member may be just what it takes to ease your mind. Maybe trusted clergy or a mental health professional can be of help as well. The autonomy that we have in this industry is great, but a little help isn't sometimes a bad thing either. Reach out, please, if there is anything that we can do to help put you in touch with some of those resources. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This has been David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today.